好，各位弟兄姐妹，主日平安。首先感谢神使用我和大家来分享神的话，让我们先一起祷告。
Good morning, brothers and sisters. I thank God for using me to share His word. Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢赞美你，谢谢将你的宝贵的话语赏赐给我们。
Father God, we thank you and praise you. Thank you for giving us your precious word.
也谢谢你拣选不配的我成为你话语的出口。
And thank you for choosing me, unworthy as it is, but to preach your word.
求真理的圣灵膏孩子的口。
May the Holy Spirit anoint my mouth.
也预备各位弟兄姐妹的心。
And prepare the hearts of the brothers and sisters.
来预备好领受你的真道。
So that they may receive your word.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. 我有一个爱好是收藏钱币。几个月之前呢，我们家附近有一位老人过世了。他的家人呢就搞了一个 Easter sale.
I have a hobby which is collecting coins. A few months ago, an elderly neighbor of mine passed away, and there was an estate sale at his home.
我过去看了一下，那个房子里面很乱，然后所有东西都被翻了出来，都标上了价钱。
I went over to take a look. The home was disorganized and cluttered. Everything had a price tag on it.
我意外地发现，这个老人呢生前也喜欢收藏钱币，有些呢是我没有的，我就用一些很好的价钱呢。买了一些。
I was surprised to find that the elderly gentleman was also a coin collector. I found some coins that I did not have, and I bought them for a cheap price.
当我拿着钱币从老人的房间出来的时候呢，不知为什么那天呢，我完全没有说以前用很便宜的价钱买了一些想要的自己所需要的藏品的那种兴奋与激动，反而一些很悲哀的感觉。
But when I left the house with my new coins, I didn't feel the sense of excitement and satisfaction I usually would when I am able to get a good deal on something I want to buy.In fact, I had a sense of sadness.
屋子里面那种很凌乱的景象一直在我的脑海中挥之不去。
The scene of the cluttered house was stuck in my mind.
其实我很好像看到了若干年之后，如果说我的两个儿子他们都不想保存我的藏品的话，那么我用心收藏的这些钱币呢，也会像这位老先生的藏品一样，被人用很低廉的价钱所瓜分。
It was as if I saw myself many years from now.After I die, if my two sons do not want to keep my belongings, then all these coins that I have collected will be sold at a cheap price, like this elderly gentleman's coins.
其实这是一件很无奈的事情，就是不管你多么珍贵的东西，当你死了之后，其实你什么都不能带走。
We are resigned to the inevitable fact that no matter how precious an object is, you cannot bring it with you when you die.
其实就像约伯所说，我赤身出于母胎。也必赤身归回。我们生下来的时候什么都不能带来，而死的时候也什么都不能带走。
Just as Job said, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I shall return there." We don't bring anything with us when we are born, and we cannot bring anything with us when we die.
也就是你纵有万贯的家财，你一分钱都不能带走；你再豪华的房子，你一粒沙都不能带走；你的车子无论怎样的再顶级，你连一个螺丝都不能带走；你再昂贵的首饰。你连一粒最小的钻石你都带不了走。
Even if you have millions in inheritance, you cannot take with you a single cent. No matter how magnificent your house is, you cannot take with you a single grain of sand. Regardless of how fancy your car is, you cannot take with you even a single screw. And no matter how expensive your jewelry is, you cannot take with you even a single diamond.
又想起所罗门的哀叹，他说：“我见日光之下所做的一切事，都是虚空，都是捕风。”
Solomon's words also come to mind. I have seen all the works which have been done under the sun, and behold, all is vanity and striving after the wind.
连所罗门这样富有、有权势、又很有智慧的这样一个国王，都发出这样的感慨。难道我们不应该问一下自己，我们人生的意义何在？我们一辈子辛辛苦苦的、忙忙碌碌的来去积攒财富，其实当死了之后，我们所积攒的这些财富，对我们还有什么用处呢？
If even Solomon, a king who had wealth, power, and wisdom, could utter such a lament, should we not ask ourselves, what is the meaning of our lives? What is the purpose of us working so hard and accumulating wealth when none of it would be of any use after we die?
其实对于一个不信神的人而言，这是一个无解，想起来又让人非常的悲观和沮丧的一个人生的难题。
For someone who doesn't believe in God, this question has no answer. If you think about it too much, it may make you pessimistic and depressed about life.
但是感谢神，对于一个基督徒而言，这是一个有解的问题。
But praise God for believers, there is an answer to this question.
并且当我们认真思考这个问题的时候，我们不但不会沮丧，反而有欢欢喜喜的盼望。
And if we give serious thought to this question, not only will we not become depressed, but we will be full of hope and joy.
而答案就在我们今天刚 刚才所读的经文里面。
And the answer is in the scripture we just read today.
让我们先对这段经文有一个大致的了解。
Let us first try to understand this passage.
在这里19-21节谈到了地上和天上的两种财宝，以及财宝和心的关系。
Verses 19 through 21 talk about two different kinds of treasures, those on earth and those in heaven, as well as how these treasures affect our hearts.
如果你关心的是在地上，那么你的心必然属于这个世界。
If your mind is set on things of the earth, then your heart's affections will also belong to this world.
如果你关心的在天上，那么你的心也必然在天上。
If your mind is set on things above, then your heart's affections will belong to heaven.
22-23节是一个插入的比喻。
Verses 22 to 23 is an analogy.
这里讲到说，眼睛就像一扇窗子，外面的光线会透过它进入到你的身体里面去。
The eyes are like a window, and the light shines through them into our body.
眼睛它用来辨别方向，它决定了我们的身体行动的方向和目标。
The eyes are used to provide direction, and they determine the body's direction and goal.
嘹亮这个词在希腊文的原意它是单一。
The word clear in the original Greek meant single.
当我们专一来去看神的时候，我们的眼睛就是明亮的，神的光就会照进来，我们的全身都是光明的。
When we are singularly focused on God, then our eyes are clear, and God's light can shine in, so that our whole body can be full of light.
而当我们只关注这个世界的时候，我们的眼睛是昏花的，神的光进不来，我们的里面是黑暗的。
But if we only focus on the things of the earth, then our eyes will become dim, and light cannot shine through, so our insides will be dark.
在24节里面，主耶稣基督清楚地指出说，门徒必须要对神忠诚，一个人不能同时侍奉两个主，必须要在神和物质崇拜之间做出他的选择。
In verse 24, Jesus clearly states that his disciples must be faithful to the Lord. A person cannot serve two masters. He must choose between God and money.
其实在这里，主耶稣基督要门徒所关注的不是财物的本身，而是对财物的态度。
Jesus was not talking just about the money itself, but rather about one's attitudes towards money.
他教导门徒说，要对神要忠诚专一，一定要爱神胜过爱世上的财物，要积攒财宝在天上，而不是在地上。
He was teaching his disciples to be faithful to God and to love God more than earthly riches, to store treasures in heaven and not on earth.
其实这段经文告诉我们一件很特别的事情。
This passage brings up an interesting point.
原来有两种财宝，一种是在地上的，是我们每天都能看见的。
That there are two kinds of treasures. One is earthly, which our eyes can see.
还有一种是在天上的，我们虽然看不到，却是更永久、更安全的一种财宝。
And the other is in heaven, and even though they cannot be seen, yet these treasures are more eternal and more secure.
让我们先来看什么是地上的财宝。
Let us think about what earthly treasures are.
其实地上的财宝就是我们在世上所拥有的金钱和财物。
They are the money and material possessions we accumulate on earth.
金钱和物质在我们的生活中无疑是非常重要的，基督徒也不例外。
Material wealth is very important for our daily living, and Christians are not exempt from this necessity.
我们在地上的生活需要适当数量的财物的供应。
In order to sustain our lives on earth, we need some minimum amount of money.
教会的施工也同样需要金钱。
Church ministries also require money.
保罗在宣教的过程中，一方面他自己支帐篷为生，一方面也接受教会的供应。
When Paul was on his missionary journeys, he supported himself by making tents, but also received financial support from churches.
而我们主耶稣在世上传道的时候，也需要物质的供应。
And I'm sure even Jesus was no exception when he preached on earth.
所以为了维持生活，为了供应我们家庭的需要，教会的施工，我们需要工作，需要赚钱。
So to be able to live, to provide for our families and for church ministries, we need to work and earn money.
我们在辛劳之余也得以享受工作的所得，这是正当合理的，也是神的心意和神的祝福。
Our hard-earned money can also be used to enjoy life. This is perfectly reasonable and is also God's blessings for us.
传道书5:19说，神赐人货财丰富，使他能以吃用，能取自己的份，在他劳碌中喜乐，这乃是神的恩赐。
In Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 19, it says, Furthermore, as for every man to whom God has given riches and wealth, he has also empowered him to eat from them and to receive his reward and rejoice in his labor. This is the gift of God.
地上的财宝对我们固然重要，但是在这里主耶稣基督指出了说，地上的财宝它最大的问题就是不长久，是暂时的，不保值，会被虫咬，会生锈，会丧失其原有的价值。
Even though earthly treasures are important, Jesus pointed out that the biggest problem with them is that they are temporary. They can be eaten by moth or destroyed by rust and lose their original value.
并且也是不安全的，随时可以失去。
Also, they are not secure and can be lost at any time.
会遭遇小偷来偷，小偷来偷的时候，你可能不但会失去财物，还会有生命的威胁。
If thieves break in and steal, not only will you lose your possessions, but even your life may be in danger.
而地上的财宝还是破坏人际关系一个最主要的原因。
And earthly treasures can also oftentimes destroy our relationships with one another.
本来很和睦的兄弟姐妹因为分家产的缘故反目成仇。
Loving siblings can become enemies over a family inheritance.
而多年的朋友因为金钱上的纠纷而形同陌路。
And old friends could lose their friendships over money.
前不久乐透开出了大奖，中了头奖的人成了亿万富翁。但是统计下来，历史上乐透的那些中奖者很多并没有好的结局。
A while ago, a lottery winner became a billionaire overnight. It may sound like good news, but statistics show that historically, most lottery winners do not have a happy ending.
有的中奖者甚至说，如果他可以重新选择的话，他会选择把奖券撕掉，不去兑奖。
In fact, some winners say that if they could go back in time, they would choose to tear up their winnings and give up their prize money.
所以在这里，主耶稣清楚地告诉门徒，对地上财宝的态度应该是不要为自己积攒财宝在地上。
So Jesus clearly tells his disciples here, do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth.
是这里有两个关键词需要注意，第一个是为自己，也就是只为满足自己的需要。
There are two phrases to note here. The first is for yourselves, meaning you're only doing this to satisfy your own desires.
第二个关键词是积攒，也就是积存超出正当需要的财物。
And the second is to store up, that means to store more than what is needed.
所以不要为自己积攒财宝在地上的意思就是说，不要只为了满足自己的需要，在地上积存超出你正当需要的财物。
So do not store up treasures for yourselves on earth means do not accumulate more than what is necessary, only to satisfy your own desires.
所以主耶稣在这里并不是要求我们说每天必须把钱花光，不让我们存钱。
Jesus is not telling us that we should spend all our money every day and never save up.
也不是反对我们适度的积存一些东西为将来做预备。
He is not saying we shouldn't save our money for a rainy day.
更不是禁止我们去正当的赚钱和拥有自己的财产。
Nor is he forbidding us to earn money honestly and to own our own possessions.
所以在这里主教导的是神的儿女不能够只为追求自己奢侈的物质享受和满足自己的贪婪去积攒那些超出你正当需要的财物。
Jesus is teaching God's children that we should not pursue materialism merely for our own enjoyment or greed and store up way more wealth than what is necessary.
也不要让钱财成为我们的依靠，更不能取代神成为我们的主。
We should not put our hopes in wealth. We should not allow money to become our God.
也不要让赚钱、存钱和奢侈的物质享受成为我们生活的重心和我们人生的目标。
Making money, saving money, and excessive materialistic pursuit cannot become the ultimate goals of our lives.
而从积极的角度看，我们还要按照神的心意去管理和使用神所赐给我们的财物。
Furthermore, we must be good stewards of all the wealth God has given us and use them according to His will.
除去满足我们自己的需要之外，我们还要用来服侍神，用来去帮助人，来成就神的心意，让神得到称赞和荣耀。
After we have used what is necessary for ourselves, we should use our money to serve God and help others, so that God may receive the praise and glory.
不为自己积攒财宝在地上的含义包括三个方面。
There are three aspects to not storing up treasures on earth.
第一个就是不贪。
The first is do not be greedy.
一个为自己积攒财宝的人，往往是为了满足自己的贪婪和追求物质的享受的欲望，而无休止的积存那些超出了正常需要的钱财。
A person who stores up treasures is mainly trying to satisfy his own greed and materialistic pursuit and enjoyment.
而圣经教导我们不要贪爱钱财。
But the Bible teaches us not to crave after money.
提摩太前书六章六到十节说，然而敬虔加上知足的心便是大力了，只要有衣有食就当知足，因为我们没有带什么到世上来，也不能带什么去，但那些想要发财的人就陷在迷惑，落在网罗和许多无知有害的私欲里，叫人沉在败坏和灭亡中。贪财是万恶之根，有人贪恋钱财就被引诱离了正道，又许多愁苦把自己刺透了。
In 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 6 through 10, it says, But godliness actually is a means of great gain when accompanied by contentment. For we have brought nothing into the world, so we cannot take anything out of it either. If we have food and covering, with these we shall be content. But those who want to get rich fall into temptation and a snare, and many foolish and harmful desires which plunge men into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is a root of all sorts of evil, and some by longing for it have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs.
这段圣经教给我们首先要知足。
This passage teaches us to be content.
当人的心不知足的时候，就会被各种私欲所诱惑。当我们能做到知足的时候，就很容易战胜贪欲。
When we are not content, our hearts tend to be vulnerable to temptations. When we are content, it is easier to overcome the temptation of greed.
正如同说，一个人已经觉得他已经吃得很饱，就不会再对美食有食欲一样。
This is like a man who is very full after a meal. He will not have an appetite even if you tempt him with delicious food.
而一个不知足的人就像一个永远也吃不饱的人一样，他会不择手段地去获取和积攒财物。
However, a person who is not content is like someone who is never full. He will stop at nothing to continue to accumulate wealth.
所以这里圣经说贪财是万恶之根，当你贪恋钱财的时候，你就会远离神。
So the Bible says that the love of money is the root of all evil, and when we crave after money, we will stray away from God.
你会陷入更多更大的罪里面，最终所带来的是愁苦，而不是快乐。
And we will fall into much bigger sin. The end result is that this money will bring us grief rather than joy.
我们去看历史上和我们周围那些贪财之人的下场，就会发现说圣经的话是何等的深刻，何等的正确。
History has shown us that many of these people ensnared by greed lived lives that did not end well, and we can see how true the words of the Bible are.
所以我们应该除去一切的贪心，不要像世人一样去追求和积攒那些不需要的财物和奢侈的物质享受。
We should rid ourselves of all greed. Let us not become like the world that continuously stores up unnecessary treasure and pursues worldly possessions.
我们要为神使一切的赏赐知足，并且感恩。
We must give thanks to God and be content with what He has given us.
圣经里说，贪婪就是拜偶像，就是侍奉马门。
The Bible says that greed is idolatry, and those who are greedy are serving mammon.
第二点是不靠。
The second aspect is do not put your hope in riches.
就是我们需要钱财，但是我们不能够倚靠钱财。
We need money, but we must not put our hope in riches.
一个倚靠钱财的人一定是一个爱积攒钱财的人。
A person who trusts in riches will be someone who loves to store up money.
提摩太前书六章十七节说，你要嘱咐那些今世富足的人，不要自高，也不要倚靠无定的钱财，只要倚靠那后赐百物给我们享受的神。
1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 17 says, Instruct those who are rich in this present world not to be conceited or to fix their hope on the uncertainty of riches, but on God, who richly supplies us with all things to enjoy.
就是我们获取钱财的能力是神所赐的，而这个世界上所有的物质和财富归根结底都是神所造的。
Our ability to earn money is given by God. All of the worldly wealth and possessions ultimately are created by God and belong to Him.
所以我们的钱财也是神所赐的，也是属神的，我们只是神的管家而已。
So our riches are also given by God and belong to Him. We are merely God's stewards.
所以说我们如果是倚靠钱财而不是倚靠赐给我们钱财的主，是一件舍本逐末非常愚蠢的事情。
If we put our hope in riches rather than in the God who gave us riches, we will be very foolish indeed.
第三点就是不要忧虑。
The third point is do not worry.
一个经常为物质方面的需求而忧虑的人，一定会尽可能的去积攒钱财，而主警告门徒说不要为这些事情忧虑。
Someone who is always worrying about worldly needs will try to store up treasures, but the Lord warns his disciples not to worry about such things.
在马太福音六章二十五到三十四节中，主让我们去观察那些在自然界中，在神面前地位和尊贵远不如人的飞鸟、野花和野草。
In Matthew chapter 6 verses 25 to 34, the Lord tells us to observe the natural world of birds and flowers.
神对他们尚且看顾有加，作为神的儿女，为什么还要忧虑世上的这些事情呢？
They are much less valuable than man, but God watches over them. So how much more would God watch over His children?
所以忧虑本身实际上是对神没有信心的表现。
Worrying is a sign of not trusting God.
不相信神爱我们，不相信神看顾供应我，也不相信神有能力来去看顾供应我们。
Not believing that God loves me and that He will provide for me, and not trusting that God has the ability to take care of me.
所以主耶稣让我们非常清楚自己的身份，所以不要忧虑世上物质的需要。
Jesus wants us to be very certain of our identity in Him, so we must not worry about our earthly needs.
他教导我们说，要去先去求神的国和神的义，神自然会供应我们生活的需要。
We should seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and God will provide for all of our needs.
当然这并不是说我们不需要做工了。
Of course, this does not mean that we should stop working.
虽然神赐食物给飞鸟，但是飞鸟也还要需要从窝里面飞出去觅食，而不是每天窝在窝里面张着嘴等在天上掉食物下来。
Even though God provides food for the birds have to fly out of their nests to go find the food. The food does not just fall from the skies into their mouths.
这里有一个很有趣的一个故事。
I heard an interesting story once.
有一个农夫，他回到家里面，兴高采烈地告诉他的妻子。
A farmer went home and excitedly told his wife.
他说感谢神，我们那只母牛刚生下两只小牛，他原来以为只有一只呢。
Praise God, our cow had just gave birth to two small calves. I initially thought there was only going to be one baby.
说我打算两只小牛一起养，等长大之后卖掉其中的一只，把钱奉献给教会。
I have decided to raise both of these calves and to sell one of them when they grow up and give the money to the church.
所以他的妻子就问他说，你哪一只准备预备给教会呢？
His wife asked, which calf will you give to the church?
农夫说，说这并不重要，反正两只都是一模一样的，就是把他们两个放在一块饲养，将来卖掉其中的一只，得到的钱奉献给教会就是了。
The farmer said, oh, it's not important. They both look the same anyway. We'll just raise both of them and choose one in the future to sell and give the money to the Lord.
两只牛似乎都很健康，但是有一天农夫回家的时候满脸沮丧。
Both calves seemed to be very healthy, but one day the farmer came home very sad.
怎么了？他的妻子问他说。
What happened? His wife asked.
他回答说，预备给教会的那只牛死了。
The calf I had prepared for the church has died.
但一开始你根本就没有决定哪一只牛给教会啊，你怎么知道死的那一只是给教会的呢？他的妻子很不解。
But didn't you say you had not decided which one to give to the church? How do you know that the one that died is the calf you were going to give to the church? His wife was very confused.
农夫回答说，是的，最初的时候我确实没有决定，但是我刚才看那只死了的牛，越看它越觉得是我心里想奉献给教会的那一只。
The farmer replied, yes, at first I had not decided, but just now the more I looked at the calf that had died, the more I felt that that was the one I wanted to give to the church.
所以我们经常也很像这位农夫一样，我们最初的心愿往往是很美好的。
We are often like this farmer. We always start out with good intentions.
但是当真正需要我们去做决定的时候，我们很难把神放在第一位，而是更爱地上的财宝。
But when we really need to make a decision, we find it difficult to put God first and end up choosing to love earthly treasures more.
也求神赦免我们，来帮助我们。
May the Lord forgive us and help us.
所以在路加福音十二章十六到二十一节里面，主耶稣讲到了一个关于财主的比喻。
In Luke chapter 12 verses 16 through 21, Jesus talks about the parable of a rich man.
这个比喻讲了一个只知道在地上积攒财宝的财主，神称之为一个无知的人。
This parable describes a rich man who only knows how to store up treasures on earth. God calls him a fool.
他贪婪地为自己积攒财宝，供自己吃喝玩乐。
In his greed, he stores up riches for himself to eat, drink, and be merry.
但他不知道说这些财物并不能救他的命，他的生命在神的手中。
But he did not know that these riches could not save his life, for his life was in God's hands.
他死了之后，他的财产也会归于别人。
After he dies, his riches will end up with others.
所以这里讲到说，在地上的富足并不是真正的富足。
Earthly riches are not true riches.
只有在神面前的富足才是真正的富足。
Only riches in heaven are true riches.
你如果想在神面前富足，就需要在天上积攒财宝，而不是在地上。
If you would like to be rich toward God, you must store up treasures in heaven and not on earth.
所以我们现在再来看什么是天上的财宝。
Let us take a look at what treasures in heaven are.
天上就是神的居所，是神的国，是神掌权和神管理的地方。
The heavens are God's dwelling and God's kingdom. It is where God sits on his throne and rules.
所以天上的财宝，它是指的是门徒在每天的生活中，借着他在各个方面去顺从神，遵行神的旨意，把神放在第一位，把耶稣基督真正当成他生命的主，所积攒起来的从神那里所得到的赏赐，和主我们存留在天上的各样的福分和冠冕。
Treasures in heaven represent God's rewards, blessings, and crowns saved and reserved in heaven for disciples. When they obey God, follow his will, put God first, and truly allow Jesus Christ to be the Lord of their lives in their daily lives.
在圣经里面讲到了一些关于天上的财宝的例子。
The following are some treasures in heaven that the Bible talks about.
第一个是公义的冠冕。
The first is the crown of righteousness.
提摩太后书四章第八节说，从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按着公义审判的主到了那日所赐给我的，不单赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 8 says, In the future there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing.
第二是天上的基业。
The second is heavenly inheritance.
彼得前书一章四节说，可以得着不能朽坏，不能玷污，不能衰残，为你们存留在天上的基业。
1 Peter chapter 1 verse 4 says, To obtain an inheritance which is imperishable and undefiled and will not fade away, reserved in heaven for you.
第三是永不衰残的荣耀冠冕。
The third is the unfading crown of glory.
所以彼得前书五章四节说，到了牧长显现的时候，你们必得那永不衰残的荣耀冠冕。
In 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 4 it says, And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the unfading crown of glory.
第四是神的赏赐。
The fourth is the reward from God.
哥林多前书三章十一到十五节，因为那已经立好的根基就是耶稣基督，此外没有人能立别的根基。若有人用金银宝石草木禾秸在这根基上建造，个人的工程必然显露，因为那日子要将它表明出来，有火发现。那火要试验个人的工程怎样，人在那根基上所建造的工程若存得住，他就要得赏赐。人的工程若被烧了，他就要受亏损，自己却要得救，虽然得救，乃像从火里经过一样。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verses 11 through 15 it says, For no man can lay a foundation other than the one which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now if any man builds on the foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each man's work will become evident. For the day will show it because it is to be revealed with fire. And the fire itself will test the quality of each man's work. If any man's work which he has built on it remains, he will receive a reward. If any man's work is burned up, he will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved, yet so as through fire.
这段经文告诉我们说，基督徒得救之后，每天所做的事情就像是在耶稣基督的根基上建造工程。
This passage tells us that everything a believer does is like building upon the foundation of Christ.
当主再来的时候，每个人的工程都要向神交账，要经过神烈火的试验。
When Christ comes again, every man's work will be judged by God and tested with God's fire.
而根据试验的结果，不同的工程会得到不同的赏赐。
According to the test results, different works will result in different rewards.
而这赏赐就是我们现在在地上所付出的，变成了将来积攒在天上的财宝。
And these rewards are the heavenly accumulation of the work we have done on earth.
虽然我们现在还无法完全明白这些天上的财宝具体都是指什么。
Although we right now we may not completely understand exactly what these heavenly treasures are.
但是我们凭着信心知道说，神为他所信仰的儿女所预备的是眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，人心也未曾想到的，一定是好的无比的。
But by faith we know that what God has prepared is that which our eye has not seen and our ear has not heard, but it is the best for his children.
主耶稣这里提到说，天上的财宝与地上财宝一个最大的区别是，天上的财宝它是永恒的，是不会朽坏的，不会贬值。我们一旦拥有，就一直跟随着我们，永远也不会失去。
Jesus stresses that the biggest difference between earthly and heavenly treasures is that heavenly treasures are eternal and cannot rot nor lose value. Once we obtain it, it will follow us to eternity.
那我们怎能才能在天上积攒财宝呢？我们先来看马太福音里面所记载的一个故事。
So how do we store up for ourselves treasures in heaven? Let us look at a story recorded in the Gospel of Matthew.
这段经文里面记载了一个非常优秀的年轻人。
This passage talks about a rich young man.
他很富有，又遵守诫命。
He was very rich and he kept all the commandments.
更可贵的是，他仍然不满足，他向主谦卑地请教永生之道。
But he was not satisfied with such, and he humbly inquired of the Lord how to obtain eternal life.
而主耶稣向他提出了一个更高的挑战。
Jesus gave him a much greater challenge.
让他去做一个在主里面的完全人，需要去做两件事情。
That in order to become complete in the Lord, he needed to do two things.
第一，就是去变卖所有的，分给穷人，就必有财宝在天上。
First, he had to sell all of his possessions and give to the poor, and then he will have treasure in heaven.
第二，去跟随主。
Second, he had to follow Jesus.
但结果这个年轻人没能接受主的挑战，因为他不能够舍弃在地上的财宝。
But this young man was not able to accept Jesus' challenge because he was unwilling to give up his earthly possessions.
路加福音也记载了另一段非常类似的教导。
The Gospel of Luke also has a similar passage.
路加福音十二章三十三到三十四节说，你们要变卖所有的周济人，为自己预备永不坏的钱囊，用不尽的财宝在天上，就是贼不能进，虫不能住的地方，因为你们的财宝在哪里，你们的心也在哪里。
In this passage it says, sell your possessions and give to charity. Make yourselves money belts which do not wear out, an unfailing treasure in heaven, where no thief comes near nor moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
所以主的教导非常的清楚，在地上积攒，在天上积攒财宝的方法就是拿地上的财宝去帮助那些有需要的人。
God's word is very clear. To store up treasures in heaven, we must use our earthly treasures to help those in need.
这样我们就可以把地上那些没有永恒价值，随时都可以失去，死了又不能带走的财宝，变成在天上永恒的财宝。当我们离开这个世界之后，可以在天上使用。
In this way, we can readily give away earthly riches which have no eternal value and which we cannot take with us when we die. In exchange, we can store up eternal treasures in heaven, and when we leave the earth, we can use these treasures in heaven.
从投资的角度来看，这显然是一个非常聪明的投资。
From an investment point of view, this is obviously the wisest investment we can make.
没有一个人会去投资给一个注定要破产的公司。
No one would invest in a company that is about to go bankrupt.
有智慧的投资人一定会趁着还有机会的时候，把那些必然要贬值和最终要完全失去价值的资产，转变成更安全、更长久、更能够增值的资产。
A wise investor will find an opportunity to exchange stocks that are losing value with stocks that are secure long-term and have the potential to increase in value.
而当我们按照神的心意，用地上的钱财去帮助那些有需要人的时候，就是在做这样一个聪明的投资。
When we use earthly riches to help those in need, according to God's will, we are making these types of wise investments.
但是大家需要注意的是，这里用投资只是一个比喻，帮助大家理解。
But take note, here I am merely using investment as an analogy to help everyone better understand.
但是我们绝对不可以用投资甚至与神做交易的心态去做这件事情。
We must not treat these heavenly treasures as mere investments or business transactions with God.
当我们用地上的财物，不管去支持教会事工的需要，或者是去帮助需要的人，都必须是出于我们的本心。
When we use our earthly treasures, whether it is to support a church ministry or to help someone in need, such help must be genuinely given from our hearts.
出于我们对神完全的顺服，对神对人完全单纯和无私的爱。
It must be out of obedience to the Lord and our love for God and for others.
是我们所甘心乐意的，不是出于勉强，更不是出于功利的目的。
We must give with a cheerful heart, not out of compulsion nor for our own benefits.
如果你帮助一个人，不是因为你心里真的爱他，而是只是为了你自己的好处，想在天上存钱，不管你付出多少钱，你不会在天上存下一分钱。
If you help someone not because you truly love him, but only for your own gain, because you want to store up treasures in heaven, then regardless of how much money you give away, you would never store up a single cent in heaven.
切记，神是欺哄不得的。神首先看你的是你的心，行为的动机永远比行为的本身更重要。
Remember, God is not to be deceived. He first looks at your heart. The motivation behind the act is more important than the act itself.
在马太福音二十五章三十四到四十节，讲述了在将来审判时的一个场景。
In Matthew chapter 25, verses 34 to 40, it talks about the judgment day in the future.
主对义人说：“说你们这蒙我父所赐福的，可来承受那创世以来为你们所预备的国。因为我饿了，你们给我吃；渴了，你们给我喝。”我做客旅，你们留住我；我赤身露体，你们给我穿；我病了，你们看顾我；我在监里，你们来看我。
God says to the righteous, Come, you who are blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me.
但是义人他不知道说他什么时候做了这些事情，主就回答他说，你这些事你们既坐在我这弟兄中一个最小的身上，也就是坐在我身上了。
But the righteous did not know when they had done all of this, and the king replied, To the extent that you did it to one of these brothers of mine, even the least of them, you did it to me.
所以这段经文告诉我们一件事情，就是当我们凭着无私和单纯的爱心去怜悯帮助那些有需要的弟兄姐妹的时候，其实就是坐在了主的身上。
When we are gracious to help those in need out of a selfless love for them, then whatever we do for them, we are doing for the Lord.
箴言19章第十七节说，怜悯贫穷的就是借给耶和华，他的善行耶和华必偿还。
Proverbs 19:17 says, "One who is gracious to a poor man lends to the Lord, and he will repay him for his good deed."
当你凭爱心所付出的地上的财宝，都会变成存在天上的财宝，那财宝就是主为我们所预备的国。
Whatever earthly treasures you give out of love will become heavenly treasures reserved for you, and this treasure is the kingdom that God has prepared for us.
神所偿还给我们的远比我们所失去的更宝贵、更无价、更恒久。
God will give us treasures that are 100-fold more precious, more priceless, and more long-lasting.
在路加福音16章1到9节，主耶稣讲了一个不义的管家的比喻。
In Luke chapter 16, verses 1 through 9, Jesus gives a parable about an unrighteous manager.
有一个管家，他被人控告，他浪费了主人的财物。
There was a manager who was reported as squandering his master's possessions.
所以主人就把他叫来说，要他把账目清理出来之后走人。
The master called him over and asked him to give an accounting of his management, after which he was to leave.
而那个管家他知道说自己失业之后别的什么都做不了，无法维生。
So this manager knew that after he was fired, it would be hard for him to find work.
不如趁现在还有机会为以后可以做一些准备。
So he decided to make some preparations for his future.
于是那个管家他在清理账目的时候利用他的权力把欠主人债的那些人都找来而减少了那些人的债务。
So the manager called for his master's debtors and used his authority to reduce all of their debts.
这个管家被主人称赞做事聪明。
His master praised the manager as shrewd.
而对这个比喻呢经常有一些误解。
Many people may have misunderstandings regarding this parable.
其实主耶稣在这里绝非是赞成管家这种不诚实的行为，因为已经称之为不义的管家。
Jesus is not approving the manager's dishonest actions. We can see that because he is called the unrighteous manager.
所赞赏的只是说这个管家的精明，他有先见之明，有远见，有计划，他懂得利用现有的条件为将来做预备。
What is being praised is the manager's shrewdness, his foresight, and his plans. He knew how to use what he had in order to prepare for the future.
而这种精明反而是许多基督徒所欠缺的。
Many Christians lack this kind of shrewdness.
我们虽然都很知道说为孩子将来读大学攒钱，为 买房子存down payment，为退休以后存养老金。
We know how to save up for our children's college funds or for a down payment for a home, and we put aside money for retirement.
但是我们却不为自己将来在天上更长久的日子打算，不为将来预备。
But we don't plan for the eternal life we will have in heaven.
所以我们应当学习这个不义的管家的精明和未雨绸缪的智慧，及早为将来计划。
So we should learn from this unrighteous manager in planning for the future.
所以我们利用这段我们在世界上这段非常有限的时间，把神所赐给我们的金钱、才干、体力和各样的恩赐用来奉献给神，来帮助那些有需要的人。
We should use our limited time on earth wisely and give to the Lord our money, our talents, and our gifts so that they may be used to help those in need.
这样那些死了本来不能够带走地上的财宝就能够提前变成天上的财宝存起来。
In this way, these earthly treasures that we cannot take with us when we die will become useful to us when we get to heaven.
这就是主耶稣基督借着这个比喻要告诉我们的道理。
This is what Jesus wants us to learn from this parable.
就是无论是对于世人还是基督徒，地上的钱财都是生不带来。
For both unbelievers and believers alike, none of us are born with earthly treasures.
对于世人而言，死了也不能够带走。
For unbelievers, earthly treasures cannot be taken with them when they die.
但是对基督徒而言，却有一个完全不同的结局，就是死了之后可以带走。
But for believers, there is a totally different ending because we can take treasures with us when we die.
当我们顺服主，按照神的心意去使我们去使用我们在地上的财物去服侍神，帮助人的时候。地上的钱财就可以变成永远也不会失去，不但永远不会贬值，并且更有价值的财宝而带到天上去。
When we are obedient to the Lord and use our earthly treasures to serve the Lord according to His will, and when we use them to help others, then these earthly treasures can transform into much more valuable heavenly treasures that are eternal.
这就是我在一开始说谈到那个欢欢喜喜的盼望。
This is the joyous hope that I spoke about in the beginning.
而这个盼望只属于神的儿女，是基督徒的特权。
This hope belongs only to God's children and is a privilege that believers can enjoy.
我们为有这样的恩典和特权而感谢神，感谢我们的主耶稣基督。
We praise and thank God and our Lord Jesus Christ for this amazing grace.
让我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
我们亲爱的天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Father God, we thank you and praise you.
谢谢你将你宝贵的救恩赏赐给我们。
Thank you for giving us your precious salvation.
也谢谢你赏赐我们生活中一切的需要。
And thank you for providing for all of our needs.
也求神赐给我们智慧，赐给我们爱，去使用管理这些你赐给我们的财物。
May you give us wisdom and love to be able to be good stewards of the possessions that you have given us.
让我们关心天上的事情，而不是地上的事情。
Let us set our minds on things above and not on things of the earth.
让我们的心在天上，而不是在地上。
May our hearts be looking towards heaven and not earth.
让我们用我们的爱去帮助那些需要帮助的人。
Give us love so that we can help those who are in need.
让你的名得到荣耀。
That your name may receive glory.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.